Good morning. I'm also from Illinois, but I'm not going to be talking about Legionnaires. I'm going to be talking about using data to optimize the activation, staffing, and duration of communicable disease hotlines. As we all know, 2014 was a very exciting year in communicable disease. We had two new emerging communicable diseases imported to the U.S., and in response to those, the Illinois Department of Public Health activated two hotlines, one for the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, and another one for Ebola. Both of these hotlines were staffed by the Illinois Poison Center. They were 24/7 and were accessible by a toll-free number. The objectives of the hotline were to provide consistent messaging to the public, to reduce call volume to both the state health department and to local health departments, to allow for screening of exposed individuals in an efficient manner, and to identify topics looking at the content of the calls that we were getting that could help guide additional public messaging and development of healthcare worker guidance. The tricky thing about hotlines is figuring out when to activate and when to deactivate. There are costs associated with having a hotline. There's a lot of training that goes into the staff who answer the questions. There's a lot of guidance development for them. And then deactivating, there's a cost to that as well because you have to let the media know to let the public know that you no longer have the hotline. And there's always the risk that there might be an additional event, so you're reluctant to deactivate the hotline. So in looking at when you do it, you know, some of the things that people look at are high media coverage, when there's increased calls to the local health department, again, when you think that there might be a likelihood of additional events. And usually deactivation is in response to low hotline call volume, but are those really the right things to help guide these decisions? So to try to help see if there were any lessons we could have learned from these hotlines that we ran, we looked at hotline call volume patterns to see if we could identify any similarities between the two hotlines. And then to try to find an objective way of looking at demand for these hotlines, we looked at Google Trends data for correlation with call volume. And to look at the correlation, we calculated the Spearman-Rank correlation, which is a non-parametric measure of correlation. So the Illinois MERS hotline was activated on May 2nd, and this was one day after the first MERS patient was confirmed in Indiana, but this patient had traveled through O'Hare Airport, so there was a lot of concern about exposure in Illinois. We deactivated on May 9th due to low hotline call volume, and then on May 17th, a contact of the first case, who was an Illinois resident, tested preliminarily positive for MERS, and so there was a lot of media coverage, so we reopened the hotline and then deactivated after 10 days due to low hotline call volume. So in total, our hotline was activated for 19 days, but despite all the media coverage, we only received 36 calls. And if you look at the pattern of the hotline calls, these are the calls by day that the hotline was open, you can see that the majority of calls happened in the first 2 days. And then even when we reactivated the hotline and there was a lot of press coverage about the second case, we didn't receive a lot of calls on the hotline. For the Ebola hotline, we activated it on October 16th, and this was after the patient had been diagnosed. The first patient was diagnosed in Texas, and two of the nurses who cared for him were diagnosed with Ebola. We deactivated it after 30 days due to low hotline call volume, but this hotline received a lot more calls. We received 664 calls total over the 30 days it was activated. And this is the pattern of hotline calls. Again, you can see that the majority of calls really happened in the first 2 days. And even though there were ongoing events happening related to Ebola, like the physician in New York City who was diagnosed with Ebola, we didn't get anywhere near the same number of volume of calls. So we concluded that based on these two hotlines, it appears that the highest surge of calls happens within the first 2 days of activating your hotline. And part of that is that's when there's the highest media coverage that these hotlines are now available. But also we opened the hotlines when there was really a lot of activity going on with Ebola and with MERS for these diseases. But the fact that there's this huge bolus of calls in the first 2 days is really a challenge because that's when the staff who are answering the phones are the least trained and have the least experience with questions. So it really places a large emphasis and making sure they're well-trained before you open the hotline, and also has implications for staffing because you really want to make sure you have lots of people there the first 2 days, but after that you can probably decrease the number of people you have staffing the hotline. Next, we looked at the Google Trends data tool. This is a tool that's available from Google, and what it allows you to do is to look at a search term that you're interested in this case MERS and Ebola, and look at the volume of of people searching compared to all the searches that are being done online. And you can specify a particular geography and time range, so it limits it to those searches being done in your area and the time you're looking in. It's a relative search volume, so it doesn't show you absolute interest. It's the interest in your search term compared to all the other searches. And for any criteria that you specify, it standardizes the highest value to 100, and then everything is relative to that. And I'll show you what that looks like on the next slide. One thing to keep in mind with these data is that there's a 1 to 2 day lag in data availability. So let's say you're interested in looking at what's the interest today in MERS, since there is an increased interest. Well, we wouldn't really know for another day or two because the data isn't showing up on their tool for a day or two. So this is what it looks like when you go to the website. You can, as I mentioned, you can put geography. So in this case, we looked at Illinois, and all the data I'm going to show you from Google Trends is for Illinois. You can specify a time range ranging from a couple of days to several years. Look at the interest in the term that you're searching for. So when I looked at MERS, the dotted line here shows you the data from Google Trends in the time range that we were interested in, which was a few days before and after our hotline. And what you can see is that the highest point was on this date, and it was standardized to 100. And then everything else is relative to this highest point. So what you can see is that there does seem to be a correlation between the number of calls that we received and the Google Trends. And in fact, the correlation coefficient was 0.80, which was statistically significant. Another thing to note here is that we had opened the hotline by the time that there was the highest interest. So that was good. Similarly with Ebola, you can see that the Google Trends seems to correlate quite well with the hotline call volume, and again, the correlation coefficient was statistically significant, and again, we were able to have opened the hotline on the day that there was the highest interest. The next thing that we did is that we put both the search terms MERS and Ebola into Google Trends to look at relative interest. So those before was just the total interest in MERS. This is at looking at the relative interest of the term MERS to Ebola. And what you can see is that in April of 2014, there was much higher interest in MERS than there was in Ebola, but over time as the interest in Ebola became much higher. And one thing that you can see is that the interest in MERS was never quite as high as it was in Ebola, which kind of correlates with the low volume of calls that we received on that hotline. And knowing this now, we might not have opened the hotline, seeing that we didn't get very many calls, but it was a lot of effort. So in summary, I'll just say that the Google Trends did correlate well with the hotline call volume. It can be used as a tool to help you understand when to deactivate. Since there's a 1 to 2 day lag, it's not that good for activation. But if you see a sustained lack of interest, you can be pretty assured that the hotline is not going to receive calls. Thank you.